We are approaching the 100th anniversary of the constitutional amendment that guaranteed women the right to vote. WYPR is honoring the upcoming centennial with a series called Beyond the Ballot. In two short radio essays a month, we are spotlighting Maryland women who have broken new ground and changed our world for the better in the century since gaining their rightful access to the voting booth. I'm Sherry Parks. Lucy Diggs Slow was the most influential advocate of change for African-American women in education in the first half of the 20th century, and the first African-American woman to win any national sports championship. Slow graduated from the Baltimore Colored School and the Colored High School. She graduated from Howard University and obtained a master's degree from Columbia University at a time when 1/3 of 1% of African Americans and only 5% of white Americans attended any college. At Howard University, she was one of the 16 original founders of Alpha Kappa Alpha, the first sorority for African American women in the country and dedicated to service and leadership. She taught English at Frederick Douglass High School before moving to the District of Columbia, where she organized the first junior high school for black students. In 1922, Howard University appointed her as the university's first dean of women, where she created a women's campus, arguing that separation of the genders would foster women's education. She helped to create the National Council of Negro Women and two organizations that advocated for African-American college women, the National Association of College Women and the National Association of Women's Deans and Advisors of Colored Schools. She held that women's education should be of the highest quality, equal to that of men, clashing with the university's male leadership. She went on to spearhead change across the country and was the first African-American invited to address the predominantly white National Association of Women Deans in 1931. Slow considered the talents and capabilities of African-American women as so great in potential that they should help lead the race and the rest of the world. And the sports? In 1917, African Americans were barred from competing in the U.S. Lawn Tennis Association, so black tennis clubs created their own, the American Tennis Association. Slow was an accomplished player, and when she won the inaugural championship match at Druid Hill Park in Baltimore, she was the first African American woman to win a national championship in any sport, paving the way for Althea Gibson, who later broke the international tennis color line. Lucy Diggs Slow died in 1937. She was inducted into the Maryland Women's Hall of Fame in 2011.